personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib.
On the line, we have Bob Lund from Bethpage Federal Credit Union, and I'm super pumped to have Bob Lund on. I've known Bob for like a decade now. I remember meeting him when Leib School was in the basement of Bethpage Federal Credit Union, and that's where we really started Leib School and made it really, really happen. And I know, like many Long Islanders know, that even though Bethpage started off with Grunman in 75 years ago, now it's open to all Long Islanders. It's like a real lending institution, and you have your finger on the pulse of the trigger. And so what we want to know, Bob, as we're getting into this conversation, is that I want to go buy. Like, I don't know if you know, but the prices are dropping. They're dropping, and there's opportunities. And as coronavirus goes, everyone's very sad. It's a hard time. It's a rough time. It's challenging. But the prices, the opportunities, no one's buying, and I'm gonna scoop it up, and I'm an investor, and I want to start picking up some residential property because I think this is the future. So I just want to understand, because as you know, I run a law firm too, and we're seeing all these new roadblocks that are going up. I might have got a pre-qualification yesterday on a loan, and today I need a new one. What should I know, Bob? What should I know about this new mortgage environment we're in?
Well, first off, thanks a lot, Andrew. It's great to be on your show. I appreciate that, and it has been quite a long time since we first met. I think it's a different time right now for us, for the lending industry. However, I found that the Fannie Mae's and the Freddie Mac's are still lending, and they're still doing high loan to values, and they're still accepting different credit scores, whether they're super high or even in the medium range. What I found is most of the portfolio lenders, the financial institutions that lend money of their own, have cut back quite a bit. And that's where they're keeping that money on their books. They're not selling them to these government sponsored enterprises. And that's where really the borrower is getting squeezed. We've seen loan to values cut back a little bit, and credit scores increased.
I want to really just hit on the key word you said first, though. You differentiate between two different subsets of the lending industry, and I'm going to go into both. But I like the key words. You said two words I really like, and you said still lending. And I want to emphasize that. Still lending. And you talked about Fannie and Freddie. And what most people, I think, don't realize is Fannie and Freddie are behind most of the normal residential subdivision loans that you're seeing out there. So, and then you talked about portfolio products. So can you just differentiate it a little so someone could understand? Because from a consumer's perspective, someone who's going to get a loan, we don't think Fannie, we don't think Freddie, we don't think portfolio, we think borrow money, buy house.
Right. Understood. I would say right now about 25% of the volume, as an example, at Bethpage, lens on is portfolio. The rest does go to that Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac tranche, where we're selling the paper and where we're using the government-sponsored enterprises. So what's happened is with portfolio loans, when we go to more adjustable rate mortgages or jumbo mortgages, loans that are over today in New York, $765,600, when we get into those numbers, we need portfolio lenders. We need lenders that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac don't help at the moment and don't have programs for. So the majority of borrowers we find fall into that non-jumbo lend. So we're able to look for other avenues and to free up capital within Bethpage. And then on the other side, those 20-25%, we are able to help borrowers who don't fit into those government Fannie Freddie loans.
So I'm a guy, I want to move to Lake Grove. You and I like Lake Grove. Lake Grove's a good place. You got the Smith Haven Mall. We're a little sad there's no more Sports Plus. They were number one for entertainment, sports, and fun. Everyone knew that, of course.
Yes,
but
they were.
I want to go to Lake Grove, and I'm going to go buy a house, and it's going to be a $400,000 house, a $450,000 house, a $500,000 house. I'm still getting lending. That's still available. Is that what I'm hearing? That's easy, breezy, beautiful, like CoverGirl.
Yeah, that's what you're hearing. There's still opportunities out there. You have FHA loans that still exist where a borrower can put as little down as 3.5%.
Wow.
There's still mortgage insurance companies.
Can I ask you a question? I just got to ask.
Absolutely.
Because you said it's down to 3.5%, and I'm reading in the newspaper that Chase is saying they're not doing this 3.5%. But if I go to Bob Lund, I go to the Bethpage Federal Credit Union, and I could still get FHA. That's what I'm hearing you say?
That is correct. Where other lenders might put these loans into different baskets and try to sell them direct or portfolio them and hold on to them for a while. And a lot of times we find that with lenders that primarily focus on jumbo loans, where they don't have the opportunity, they don't have the opportunity to sell these loans, they keep them. And they make money on them every month when borrowers pay, et cetera. And what they'll do is they'll hold on to them. And now that they don't want to hold paper at such a high loan to value, they've just gotten rid of these programs such as jumbo, in some instances, investment properties where, given the current pandemic, you sit back and you say, we don't need to take on any more risk. We're more concerned about borrowers paying their primary residence, never mind an investment property or second home.
And just to repeat, when you say jumbo, you're talking about over that $765,000 threshold in New York. So if we're talking about a 450, a 500, a 550, we want to buy in Ronkonkoma. We want to go buy in Plainview. We want to go out to Mariches. We're good on a normal conforming loan, and Fannie and Freddie are still going forward. Is there new credit rules that I should know about if I'm going to buy one of those things?
Fortunately, on the Fannie Freddie side, we have not seen any credit crunch on that. What we've seen is we've seen a couple of things that have swayed both ways. We've seen some exterior appraisals being allowed, which has been wonderful because many borrowers don't want appraisers coming in their homes touching things and given the current pandemic. And some appraisers don't want people in their homes. So in some cases, Fannie Mae has relaxed a little bit and said you can do a drive-by and gain a value without actually having to enter the premises. On the other side of it, we have document criteria where it used to be an income or an asset statement was good for 120 days, and now we sit back and Fannie Mae has come to us and said, look, we want you to validate it if it expires. 60 days is the new expiration. So they've essentially cut it in half, and it's understandable, wanting to make sure that people are still employed, people are still earning some money, people still haven't dipped into those assets that they're going to use to put as a down payment or to use towards closing costs.
On the legal side of things, we had Steve Ciliato on the radio a little while ago, and Steve was telling us, and I think this is good to know, is that we always tell people when they're doing a mortgage contingency clause that it has to not just be the approval, but it has to be approval through funding. And why do they need that? The contingency. As you're saying, some of these dates are going to be expired. And so what I'm hearing too, Bob, and you tell me, you just said people could lose their job. Is there new rules on employment checks?
It's the new rule has actually, we always do a verification of employment. We try to do that verbally. And that's the first step, is to call a company and say, is so-and-so still working there, and getting proof of that. And what's happened is so many businesses have a skeleton staff, or they're unavailable by phone, or unfortunately they may be out of work right now or closed down. So what we've done is we've taken steps to say, okay, if we can't get you on the phone, we'll accept an email directly from the employer stating that the borrower is still employed. We'll take a pay stub that shows that direct deposit was made. That's, you know, that precedes the funding date, or a bank state, anything that says to us, prove to me you're still getting paid. We're accepting, where it used to be that hard verbal verification of employment. And if we couldn't obtain it caused some wrinkles. And now we're saying, hey, we understand that things have changed, and the new normal for today is try to figure out a better way to get it done without causing any more stress than most people are going through right now.
It's so interesting to be talking to you. I'm speaking with Bob Lund from Bethpage Federal Credit Union. I'm going to tell you why it's so interesting. The first thing he says to me, still lending. I'm reading all over the newspaper, this program's done, this program's done. I'm reading, you need better credit, you need this, you need that. And what I'm hearing is programs are still available there at Bethpage. I'm also hearing that when you're in the conforming loan, that under the $765,000, that's an easy lend. Now on portfolio products, it might be a little harder, but what I know is Bethpage Bethpage does residential, they do commercial, they do investment, they do second homes. And I'm seeing these opportunities everywhere. So what I want to know, and I think this is the key, is are the rates through the roof now? Is there like, because you must have so much risk, it's got to be 6 or 7%. Now, what's the interest rate if I'm going to get a conforming loan, Lake Grove, 450, what range am I in?
Currently, a base rate for something like that is still at historic lows. Today's rate, as an example, the base rate would be 3.375, 3 3/8 on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
That's like free money.
An incredible rate.
Yeah, that's like free money.
And what it's people practically free money.
What people don't understand, too, is it's actually effectively half that rate. And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you have mortgage interest, the first $750,000 you borrow is deductible. So when you really do the numbers on it, you're not actually even, because you're getting a deduction. This is good stuff. Like, so what I want to understand, though, is I started the conversation this way. I'm on Zillow all day, every day. I go on the Stratus. I'm on LoopNet. I'm looking and I'm seeing people that are in desperation. They got to sell. And I hate to be poaching desperation, but any investors looking for desperation. And I got my war chest going. And I'm thinking about where my new investments are going to go. You guys give mortgages to my primary residence. Do you also do secondary residences?
We do secondary residence and investment property. However, given the current environment on portfolio loans, that 25%-ish of the deals that we do, we have put a moratorium on that program today, making sure we focus on the primary resident specifically to make sure that they're the ones that are whole. I mean, we have a responsibility, I think, not only to protect our members and the credit union, but we also have a responsibility to protect the borrower. And the last thing we want to do is put somebody in a predicament where they can't afford something or they think they can, and we steer them the wrong way. So we've taken the, I don't want to call it a non-essential program, but we've taken that, let's call it non-essential or riskier, that second home and that investment property from a portfolio standpoint, and said, hey, we're putting the brakes on that right now, and we'll come back to it, obviously, just like we'll come back to a lot of things in this world once this all goes away. But for today, we're sitting back on a portfolio, and like many lenders, have tightened up on the riskier programs.
So what I'm hearing you say, I have Bob Lund from Bethpage Federal Credit Union. If you are like me and you need to get a loan under $765,000, not the portfolio, we're in the conforming loan limit, the number to call is 800-628-7070. Support our community. Support Bethpage Federal Credit Union. Together, we're going to get through Corona and we're going to get great investments, great opportunities, rates as low as 3.375. This is killer. Thank you, Bob Lund. Thank you, Bethpage. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for the opportunity, Andrew. Have a great day.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a rental property, flipping a home, opening a successful business? This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lee.